So welcome back to part 4 of the Heart series and to day 9. Now as we move towards the end of part 4 and the next part of the Heart series, I'm going to focus a little bit on how we tend to carry with us an idea of how people are rather than how they actually are in the moment. So it's quite normal to have a very fixed idea in our mind of how people are. There might be one person who we identify with as being very annoying, another person who we identify with being perhaps a little bit sad or depressed or lonely or happy or excited. Whatever it might be, we tend to put these labels on people. And once we put the label on, actually it's quite rare that we then allow that to change at all. Even if the person changes, we tend to stay with the idea. Now, this is important when it comes to this idea of unconditional love or happiness, because we start to notice that when people sort of come along into our lives, whether it's where we work, at home, whatever it might be, it might just be their voice that triggers an immediate sense of resistance. It might be we just catch them out the corner of our eye. All they've done is walk past us. And yet straight away, there's a sense of resistance, a conversation that begins in the mind about that person. And those storylines can be really, really strong, really fixed. And of course, once we're into the storyline, we tend to indulge it a little bit. We fire up that emotion of resistance, whatever sort of flavor it might be that day. And in doing so, we prevent that feeling of unconditional happiness, kindness, love, to actually manifest, to be present in our life. So it's really important we see those moments clearly. The very beginning, the moment we hear their voice and we feel the resistance, the moment we see the person across the room, or if we hear someone else talking about them. If we can see those very first moments, then it's so much easier. At the very beginning, before the momentum of emotion, of thought, the storyline is built up, just to let go of it and to come back to the breath, back to a place of being present in the moment with a shared sense of happiness for ourselves and for those around us. So just something to think about after today's practice. But for now, just getting comfortable. And when you're ready, some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And still doing this part of the exercise, remember, loud enough so that if somebody was sat next to you, they'd be able to hear you breathing. And with the next out breath, as you notice the body soften a little bit, the muscles soften, just closing the eyes as you settle in to the physical senses and the space around you. So moving the attention now to the body, the sensations in the body, feelings of comfort, discomfort, pleasure, displeasure. As you scan down, noticing what kind of mood or emotion is around. And just taking the time to check in with how you're actually feeling right now. And just ask yourself what your motivation is today. Is it a motivation that includes the benefit of others? And if it's not, is there a way of realigning that motivation? So that the mind's a little bit more open, a bit softer, before beginning the exercise. And now just bringing the attention back to the breathing, rising and falling sensation, and just resting the mind there for the next few minutes. And so just beginning the visualization now, starting with yourself. And just letting go of that image as you bring to mind that first person. And as that image dissolves now, bringing to mind the second person. When you think they're as happy as they can be, once again the image dissolves and you bring to mind the third person. And when they've got a big smile on their face, Just letting the image dissolve. As you bring to mind that fourth and final person and just watch as the visualization unfolds. And now just letting that image dissolve and just giving the mind a little bit more space. Remember, no effort, no control, just letting it do whatever it wants to do just for the next 30 seconds or so. And now as you just begin to bring the attention back to the body, starting to notice sounds around you. Starting to notice the physical sensations in the body. You can open your eyes in your own time. Still with that feeling as though, even though you've opened your eyes, the practice continues, that practice of being present, aware, in the moment. Feeling a greater sense of clarity in the mind. And sure, feeling confident about applying that throughout the day today. And when you're ready, you can just sit back in the chair and have a stretch. And of course, we're almost at the end of this first heart series, almost at the end of part four. And tomorrow we'll be looking, I guess, just reviewing some of what we've covered over the last few weeks or so. But today, as you go about your day, I'd really like you to notice those moments in which you feel a sense of resistance towards another person. Those moments where you just perhaps hear their name, and it immediately brings about that feeling of resistance, where you just momentarily see them and you feel that resistance. Maybe they say something actually very nice, and yet still You feel that sense of resistance. So that can only be something, an idea that we're carrying in our own mind. There's no other explanation for it. It must be that we already have an idea that this person is a certain kind of person. And it's almost as if no matter what they do, we're still going to react in the same way. But this means that we're carrying this stuff around with us. And this stuff starts to feel heavy after a while. And if we have a lot of it, then it starts to feel really heavy and it starts to interfere. It starts to interfere with the way that we feel about ourselves, about others. It starts to interfere with our relationships, the relationship we have with our own mind and the relationship that we have with our friends, our family, the people we work with. So this is such an important thing to do. And that's why there's not just one heart series, but two heart series. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 9 of part 4.